Welcome to episode number 228 of The Ping Show. That's 228 episodes of us bringing you the information that us Microsofties are pinging each other about, and we are somewhere. Where are we?
We are live in Barcelona. This will also be recorded, so it'll be kind of strange, because normally the way that we edit this, in case you didn't know, is that we're sitting in front of a green screen, and then all of a sudden, we finish the article in question,
yes.
And then we just kind of banter a little bit, and then they edit that part out.
Yeah.
So this is going to be a little bit interesting.
Well, it means that we just have to be spot on with everything that we're doing, right?
Spot on. As I'm saying, I have internet connectivity right now, so that'll be fun.
You'll be good. You'll be fine. That's all right. It's all good. So we are live here in Barcelona, lovely Barcelona. Completely thrown me off with the whole internet thing.
Because I'm trying to get to the main page. I can't even see how many comments we received on 227.
Oh,
do we have any feedback on 227 that you can see?
You know what?
Any magical stuff?
Yes, actually. I do believe there was some feedback. I'm actually going to look at it right now. This is the spirit of live television.
Totally. Now, this was the special episode that was done by Mr. Mark DeFalco, and we had a special guest host on because we were away.
The hostess with the mostest.
That would be Golnaz that was on for the stage for this particular one there. And it was actually published, and I was surprised that Mark got off of his butt and actually did the publishing, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, so there's no comments. It's only been up about 6 hours.
Okay.
So
that's easy.
All right. That's all right.
Everyone loved 227 so much, they didn't bother commenting, so we'll just go ahead and go with this one here instead.
All right, so I guess, Nas, let's get this show started. The New York City Police Department is outfitting their officers with new kit.
Now, this has not been confirmed at all. There's only been sightings, apparently. I was trying to get links inside the bottom in the comments to give you a little bit more details. But it appears as though that part of the kit is also including about 6,000 different types of devices and tablets, stuff like that, but also includes mobile phones. And the mobile phone that's been reported is a Windows Phone variant, which looks very, very interesting. From a particular report that happens to be out there.
All 35,000 of these officers are actually going to be getting these devices. They're getting a bunch of tablets. The tablets are going to be installed inside of their cars, but also a Windows phone. I think this is super cool. I mean, I think it's a fantastic opportunity to get the technology into the hands, to get that information that officers need and give them that technology. So right. I think this is super cool.
Now, there's no rollout schedule, has not been absolutely confirmed. Again, this is simply one of the notices that came up on Slash Gear, I think it was, for this, and doing a phased approach. But it is looking like it is going to be a Lumia smartphone that's going to be coming out, as well as some different Windows smartphones and tablets. I'm wondering if they're going to do something like the NFL's ruggedized tablets or something like that.
No.
I've been trying to get my hands on one of those ruggedized tablet cases because you know how brutal I am with hardware.
Yes, yeah.
But still, no go, no bites whatsoever.
Yeah, there's only claws resistance. We don't have claws proof, so I'd be interested to see how well that ruggedized piece works. But cool to see the New York City Police Department adopting on the Windows Form platform.
Next up is going unlimited. Unlimited. SkyDrive,
we are OneDrive. Unlimited right now. We are live, and we can just pretty much go unlimited.
So we have OneDrive storage for Office 365 users. It previously was gone from a couple of hundred gigabytes up to, you could purchase some, and then it went up to a terabyte of storage that was available. Now it is unlimited, unlimited, unlimited for Office 365 users. That was
announced
just
yesterday. So what is the limit?
It is unlimited. I've said it, I think, a number of times. Unlimited for what storage happens to be. Now, they're working on a bunch of different sort of stuff as far as where it goes, but obviously this is simply another stake in the ground as far as what we're doing in the cloud world for what's available. You obviously have to have an Office 365 subscription for this to apply, and it'll be gradually rolling out over the next little while with notifications saying that you will have more storage.
You know, the interesting piece about this is that this is coming just a few months after they had announced the 1 terabyte increase in storage to Office 365. So now it's pretty much there's no limit. If you are a subscriber, you're going to go and you think about 1 terabyte right now.
I
think the consumer price is $9.99.
Yeah.
And then you're going unlimited for $6.99 a month is the typical cost right. or average cost for, of entry?
That's to be able to go off and get an Office 365 subscription. So if you're interested, existing 365 users are able to go off for both personal, home, and university can sign up for priority access in the article that we'll link to be able to get their unlimited storage next. That's all I can picture is these just big blinking lights up in the sky of Azure data centers, all with all sorts of really cool storage now being used as a back end. It's unlimited, man. Did I say it's unlimited?
Yeah, it's the interesting thing here is now that kind of brings it, we've been talking a lot about storage today, particularly if you've been joining us here on the live show, a lot of the announcements here at TechEd and storage and enterprise class storage. And now you start looking at some of the things that businesses and business users use the most. And to be able to really have access to those file servers, you start to kind of question, realistically, how much of that stuff is going to end up there, you know?
You never know. I've actually got an interview coming up after this show with Julia White.
Oh, yeah?
And we'll be talking about something along these lines. I don't want to tip the hat just yet, but cool stuff coming.
Absolutely. Starting November 2nd, the Xbox One, for the first time ever, is going to be lower priced
than the
Sony PlayStation. Yeah, we didn't plan this right. We could have had some really, really cool sound effect.
Yeah, I know.
For the price drop. But the Xbox One starting price will be at $350. That is $50 off the current price. And so it looks like that $50 off discount is applicable to all of the systems and the game bundles
Noticing there,
including
the
new one.
It accounts for Kinect Free Assassin's Creed, Sunset Overdrive, also Call of Duty Advanced Warfare, and it also is going to be in place until at least January 3rd. So we haven't announced it's a permanent discount. It's definitely a discount for a period of time.
Yes.
You know what this means? This means that I will now have a second Xbox for my back rec room as opposed to just my main living room. Hopefully my kids don't watch this for a spoiled surprise.
Did you just give Santa? The cool thing about this is you can get in at the Xbox One, and I think we brought this story to folks on an earlier episode of Ping, with the Xbox One only version without the Kinect sensor
right.
at $399. That's at that $350 price. Of course, the bundles with the Kinect sensor and with the games, your mileage may vary. But kind of cool to see price competitiveness as along with the success of Xbox One. And, you know, we've been playing that Forza thing. We've been spending a lot of time talking about.
While I was here, Major Nelson announced that you could actually go ahead and pre-order Assassin's Creed Unity.
Do you have the link?
I'll put it in the notes. I was in the crew room upstairs in Barcelona, signed on Xbox.com with my live ID, and went ahead and purchased it for now. You can't play it until it comes out mid-November time frame for the Assassin's Creed Unity. But it will start to download in the trickle in the background. So I had to actually tell my son that I'd bought the game ahead of time to clear some space off to let it trickle down. Also, you could go and pre-order, obviously, an electronic download version of Call of Duty Warfare as well. So that's going to be waiting for me when my jet lag recovers on Monday. I think I might take a sick day to play Call of Duty Warfare.
Well, we have been walking around Barcelona and through some of these city streets, and all you do is you say, like, I swear I'm living in...
I was climbing along this terrace in Plaza Real, and I was just jumping down and doing a double Assassin's Creed slaying of two guards that were down below. Yes. No, I love it. It's a beautiful blend of history. Not that we're promoting the game at all, but definitely there will be many midnight hours burned for that one there.
I think that's why there's a second Xbox One coming in. Of course, I think I'm finally going to... I had a test version. I think I'm finally going to get on the Xbox One thing.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Next segment.
I was about to say, I don't have mine on. I'm missing my steps because I'm here on the stage. So I'm only really getting steps back and forth. But I can definitely say that my activity level, being at a conference like TechEd, is very much elevated, more so than before. So Fitbit has gone through and been going crazy with the number of steps I've been taking. But we now have the ability with Fitbit, new edition that came out, a new update that happened on my phone when I was here, that now allows you to go ahead and have Cortana integration.
Yeah.
You can actually go in and say, Cortana, ate lunch, power bar, and it would go ahead and add that to my food log.
Okay, so that's super cool. Cortana, I ate tapas.
You got it. Well,
would you have
to tell qualify her? What it is.
Oh, I ate a lot of Iberian ham.
Yes.
Because that's all I eat when I'm here.
So, you know, that's good. But you can also go in and what I like this for is logging your activities. Because normally when you log an activity, at least with a Fitbit, you simply tap the button twice, at least in the one that I have, and then it logs a start and time, and you tap it again, and it logs an end time. Now you can actually go in and simply say, okay, I've logged that activity, but now you can actually tell Cortana, I just ran for 3 miles. And it would associate that with the activity time that you have it in there.
Now, my question is, does that associate it with the number of steps that you would get in 3,000 or the activity meter?
If you go to more of a premium level of doing stuff and you really want to track the stuff that you're doing, so like playing around a golf or going for a walk with a dog or going to the gym to work out, you're doing cardio as opposed to doing strength training, you can actually log that inside your activities to be able to see that sort of stuff besides just the raw steps. So it's simply a matter of having the cool capabilities of expanding what Cortana can do, and the guys at Fitbit and the gals at Fitbit went ahead and updated the app to be able to support a new level of input.
This is one of the great things I love about Cortana is the ability to actually go in and do integration and to have that API layer thing. So this is really one of the big apps in the consumer world to take advantage of this. And I think that's awesome that I can just tell Cortana, hey, I ate a bowl of chili, or I went to, you know, we had some McDonald's cheeseburger, whatever it is.
Don't say you had the cheeseburgers.
But Cortana, she's not going to judge. She's just going to tell the app, you know, she's just going to tell your Fitbit app.
Cortana don't judge.
But your Fitbit app judges. Yeah.
Now, just a little note. This is not currently available now. Fitbit app is promised that they will have this functionality integration by the end of the year. But the cool thing is, it's actually coming out before similar integration exists for Siri or for Google Voice Search.
Ah, interesting.
Neat. So for once, the Windows Phone people get stuff ahead of time.
That's a good thing. Next up, have you ever wanted to take your laptop out, gaming, hardcore gaming? And, you know, we're talking first-person shooters.
And I know I've seen them do demos using the Surface i7s and sort of stuff for gaming, but this is not a gaming-class machine. Like, this is not one of the, what is it, Alienwares, those guys?
That's exactly it. Now, this week, Alien announced kind of the dream for PC gamers, and if you're a hardcore gamer and you need those graphic fast frame rates.
It's all about 60 frames a second, man.
Yes, absolutely. It's all about fragging everybody. On their new laptop series that they've just announced, they've got three different versions of this new laptop. They've also announced what they call the graphics amplifier.
What?
It's the Alienware 13 is the model number of the laptop.
So it's already a gaming laptop.
It's already a gaming quality laptop.
Yeah.
But when you need just that little bit more graphics power, we've got a $299 graphics amplifier that tricks the laptop into thinking that it's a very, very high spec, high end graphics card. The laptop is equipped with that high end graphics card, like the GTX 600 from NVIDIA, the AMD Radeon HD 5000 series. And I'm going to be honest, this is not designed for you to take it with you everywhere if you're like traveling a lot, because it is 8 pounds.
Yeah, I would say
that's the amplifier.
The spec for it is that you're supposed to leave it on your desk.
Yeah.
Not even on your floor, on your desk, because I'm assuming it's going to draw an awful lot of air through it to keep
for
it cool,
cooling.
Which is also going to go in and bring a lot of dust bunnies and dust mites and stuff like that. So keep it, at least in my house, it'll bring up a lot of dust bunnies and dust mites. It's going to be up on your desk, but it gives you the raw power and tricks the system into thinking that it has one of these big, massive Mondo video cards.
Yeah, absolutely. It's pretty cool. There's a couple of challenges that you have. It only works with a proprietary cable that they've got, so it only works on their Alienware 13 laptops.
Okay.
And unfortunately, even though the laptop is available for pre-order, as is the amplifier, they're not going to be out until later on in November. But if you are one of our hardcore gaming fans that we have, and we know that you're out there because I read the comments on the Pink Show, and you're looking for something from a PC gamer perspective, but you want to have laptop form factor, laptop size, but with all that horsepower underneath the hood. You should really check this out. There's some pretty impressive pictures in this article, and I'll link to the article in the show notes from The Verge, but some pretty impressive pictures about this guy. And It's on your desk. So you've got a box, and you're seeing it over my shoulder here. There's actually a box that is literally sitting next to the laptop, and they're about the same size. So this isn't the most portable system that you've ever seen in your life, but it definitely gives you some horsepower. Graphics-wise,
now I'm concerned that my son has also seen this show, and now he's going to want himself a Alienware 13, at least for a possible expansion of this.
Well, and they've got multiple flavors, right? Particularly with resolution. You've got a 1366 by 768 version.
Yeah, it's too small.
You've got 1920 by 1080.
I'd go that route.
You've got 2560 by 1440.
Wow.
Supports Windows 8.1.8.1 Pro, of course, Windows 7 Pro. And it's designed, the laptop itself is designed pretty similarly to the other Alienware laptops. But then we should just call it the caboose. It's kind of what it looks like. It looks like a caboose just sitting on the side. That I've got amplifiers for my sound.
Yeah.
You know, my headphone amplifiers and stuff. This is an amplifier for your graphics. So pretty cool, impressive stuff there.
We also have a quick little change. Again, there's a number of announcements that happen while you're here at TechEd. We don't normally cover a lot of the big business ones that have been happening, but one of the ones that I will call out was actually a slight change that someone noticed in the terms of service limits, quotas, and constraints for Azure subscriptions. Change storage accounts. Storage accounts used to be, you had, what, 20 in the past?
Yep.
Per storage, per subscription. Now you have 100.
What?
You have 100 storage accounts that's now available inside one subscription. Massive, earth-shattering news. That's what we're trying to find for you here on The Ping. Let's try to find the most small, minute, little, tiny details of changes that are out there.
Yes, absolutely.
So what do you think, man? What's
Now, I've personally never run into an issue with running out of storage accounts.
Well, it typically would come into a situation where you got maximum IOPS, right? You got maximum IOPS per disk, get maximum IOPS per storage account, too. So potentially, in a very large implementation, you end up in an environment where you max out your IOPS on all of your storage accounts, and therefore you need to go and get more. Mm-hmm. Now the default's 100, as opposed to being 20.
This is kind of interesting with the IOPS discussion. I mean, you saw the demo today.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, 60,000.
Premium storage.
Yeah, premium storage. 60,000 IOPS in Azure.
Storage is one of those things that's just kind of rapidly becoming ubiquitous everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, provided you have connectivity to it. Actually, I'm having an issue right now, but that's just my laptop driver, my service drivers right now. Definitely it's there for anyone to use for a variety of different reasons and things. Now you have 100.
For more information, make sure you check out the Azure website to get all the details on their announcements from today. So that wraps it up for another exciting episode of The Ping Show, and we came to you directly and live from Barcelona, Spain.
I was going to say, did you want to just quickly throw out one thing that was really cool that you got from the first day at all?
I think we just talked about it as we were talking about the IOPS piece.
So premium storage stuff up in Azure.
There were a lot of Azure announcements made here, and I would not do it justice at all to kind of go in and pick a favorite.
No, very true.
It's kind of like picking a favorite child,
yes,
right?
Yes, I hear you.
So that's not something that I want to go. But what about a question? Do you have a question?
I would have to say.
If you don't, I've got one.
No, Okay, you're making
Have
me think, so
down?
Go ahead.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
Go ahead, man.
It's
go
only
ahead.
Live.
I know.
It's all right.
It's all right.
It's good. Well, we've been talking about storage.
Yes.
We talked about storage accounts in Azure. We talked about the Office.
OneDrive Unlimited.
Yeah, exactly, with Office 365. What are you storing in your OneDrive?
Or
not so much what are you storing, but how much?
Well,
because to some people, a terabyte was... that's too much.
I have 65 gigabytes of family pictures that used to be on my own internal server.
Yeah,
that is now up inside my Office 365 account, personal account, that I also share a folder with my wife so she can see them and I can see them.
Ah, excellent.
Why have a server running in my house just to be able to store those pictures?
You'd be shocked what I have in mind. Music?
Really?
A ton of music.
I never would have guessed that you would have music in yours.
And that's where having that Office 365 account with unlimited storage is really going to do me good.
Nice.
So that kind of wraps it up. If you want to get more information, of course, comment and give us your things. How much storage are you using? What are you putting in your office or in your OneDrive? What kind of stuff are you putting in there? And is that additional storage going to help you out? Put that into the comments. You can, of course, always follow us on the Twitter space.
You got it. My name is RicksterCDN on Twitter.
I'm at Joey Snow.
And don't forget, we also have the hashtag of using Ping Show, or you can even see us on Facebook with facebook.com/ThePingShow if you want to go off and leave some comments there.
Now, I see these guys, that we have a lot of these. Nine
we
guys
got a whole,
are around.
A whole bunch of them, and the best part is that Golnaz is directly below them. I'm going to take all three and just see how close I can get to getting all of them.
Hey, that's it for The Ping Show. We're going to be right back with Julia and Rick. You're coming back, dude.
Yeah.
See you later.
I got it.